never feel that if something doesn't happen instant for you, that you're doing anything wrong, okay? Again, it's just understanding how things work. Sometimes things take a little bit longer, you know? So depending on where you know, what phase the weather's in or whatever, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer for things to react. Now, rain is a little bit different, but in a lot of ways it's very much the same. With rain, there was a time when I did a big rain thing. I made this like storm appear out of nowhere and stuff. Like, that's really, it takes energy to move energy. You understand what I'm saying? So you always have to have this connection of understanding that there's prana everywhere. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you have to understand that you're just working with the natural energies that are already making these molecules do what they're doing and combine and retract and all these other things. It's kind of a mental thing in the back that this makes logic. It's important that it makes some kind of sense to you. With rain, it's an anticipation of, again, a feeling rain. A lot of times it's easier if it's raining already. If there's no rain, it's very hard to get the rain to start. But once you're really good, you can do it. Okay, but it's a lot harder, and I don't tell somebody to go out and make it rain. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking if there's no clouds in the sky, because forget that. That's just going to be off the board for most people, okay? And if you do it, you got to remember, you know, when these rain dancers were out there, they were out there 24 hours, you know, working up this thing to happen. Don't think you're just going to go out there and, you know, the clouds are just going to open, okay? You got to work with potential of there being rain. Like, there's nothing coming down right yet. You know, there's got to be the potential already there. You're just going to shake it up a little bit and get it to come down. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you got to work within reason, okay? So when I sense that there's a potential for rain, you know, I'll be very honest with you. I think you already know it. Again, it's one of those things that you don't really think about, but internally you feel it. If you guys are ever outside and you really think about it, and you think about it right now, and there's a lot of water in the clouds above you, you kind of know it's going to rain. You don't really think about it, but you kind of know. Am I right or wrong? There's this kind of unknown inner sense that goes, I think it's going to rain. But you don't think about it. You think, oh, I'm going to get to my car, or I've got things on my mind, or I'm going to do the laundry. You know, here we go back to thinking. But inside, there is this sense of knowing what's going on in your environment. The problem is we never pay attention to it, but primitive people do. So you all of a sudden become in tune with that awareness. Again, what I do is I start feeling the weather, just like I do with the wind. Aware of the moisture, the wind temperature, the air movement. That's all very important stuff for some reason. Feeling it on my face particularly. Again, I go right away from my hands. And in this particular case, for some reason, I try to get familiar with feeling raindrops hitting my face or my hands somehow. Not that I'm holding my hands out flat, but just kind of on my sides. When I feel the drops, that's when I kind of begin to maybe get this calculation of anticipation of the raindrops falling. And I, you know how big they are by the drop. Obviously, if they're big drops, you know big rains potentially could happen. If they're little drops, you know it's just going to sprinkle, right? It's an inner kind of common sense thing. Okay. Well, when somebody would say to me, okay, well, make it, you know, rain, you know, make it really come down. I don't think about their question as to make it come down, because I think making anything isn't necessarily the way it works. What I'm thinking about is more or less intent, desire. I think desire would be a good description for it. It's again, I have this communion of being aware of the weather, a feeling of the weather, and that knowing that there's moisture there. I think that what I would say that I'm doing and what you could do is artificially, now this is probably a big one, artificially produce, now I'm sure it's what it is, if I think about what I'm doing when I do it, artificially produce the feeling of hard rain, what it feels like. Like, you know when I said to you, you have that sense of knowing if there's rain coming down or not, it's like this inner knowing? And there's a difference, if you think about what I'm saying, between light rain, how it feels, and heavy rain. Am I right or wrong? Okay, you know, heavy rain feels really wet and thumpy, like, you know, lots of little thumps. I get the anticipation that's what I'm already beginning to feel, even though that's not the case. Does that make sense? And I project it, like, oh, here it comes. You know, oh, I'm feeling it. Do you see what I'm saying? But, you know, not being so dramatic about it. But there's a sense of, it's like I'm talking to it. And I would say that for some reason, it responds. And it responds by creating the condensation. All of a sudden it just starts coming down faster, 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 and all of a sudden I get a rain shower going on. And then somebody would say, "Can you make it stop?" And then immediately I would go back to the feeling that I would feel with this kind of intent, which is hard to do in the thick of it, I want you to know. Because you get all this noise, you get the rain coming down harder, you then recreate the same feeling in your chest area, like your heart area, and project it like, oh, it's soft. Oh, it's just misty little tiny dewdrops in the air. And you kind of just feel it, and you kind of just kind of like what you like you think that's what you're feeling, and you almost are like saying, "Here, clouds, this is what I want you to do." So it's like asking, but it's more like projecting. Do you follow what I'm saying? And if it gives you something 50-50, I think that what I'm doing is I'm accepting the 50-50 as if it's my doing. Now you could say, "Oh, well, you're just fooling yourself." No, I'm not fooling myself because the end product is what matters. Did I or did I not do it within a reasonable X amount of, you know, requesting? That's it. Nobody knows what you're thinking. So if it starts to break down half about, I'm like, "Ah, oh, you know, good, good. You know, this is where you are, but you need to come down a lot more. You know, you need to." And I'm projecting that feeling still. Like, oh, you're right where I want you to be. You're doing what I want you to do, and now you're going to keep going lighter and lighter because you already went half light. So it's kind of like an acknowledgement of, oh, the process is starting. I don't expect it to instantly do that. I mean, there's reactions and condensation of how it builds together or whatever. So you just kind of go with that, like, oh, it's working, and you don't question it. And you keep projecting it like, oh, let's keep making it less and less, and you know, I just know you're there's going to be nothing in it. You don't verbalize it. You're feeling it. That same feeling that you feel when you have that knowing. You just it's as if you know. And then all of a sudden the rain just comes to a stop again. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm just making this connection with this environment. I'm not thinking about the town. I'm not thinking about some other place. I'm just thinking about my little moment in this particular spot.